welcome to the show. Nigel Ogden here, and it's good to be with you again for this week's excursion into the organ world. On electronics tonight, we feature Trevor Daniels and Franz Lambert. And playing the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer pipe organ, the man from Down Under, Tony Fenlon, who commences proceedings with a rather interesting 1920s style number called Doing the New Low Down. A very difficult thing with a wallaby under each arm. Tony Fenlon doing the new low down. Well, still at the Free Trade Hall, let's listen now to the distinctive sound of the Verzi Helios Electronic in the hands of German organ ace Franz Lambert, and a rather elaborate concert arrangement of In the Hall of the Mountain King from the Peer Gynt Suite by Grieg. in the Hall of the Mountain King from Franz Lambert on Verzi Electronic. Probably not quite as the composer originally intended it to be played, but a stunning performance all the same. Now, Trevor Daniels is the man behind Krumar Organs, but as well as being an international businessman, he's also a rather accomplished music man, as he proves here on the 2003 R. Rise from Trevor Daniels. Back to pipes now, and I must say that I was quite amazed a few days ago when I realised that the Free Trade Hall Wurlitzer here in Manchester has already been open 3.5 years. Well, Tony Fenlon was a very popular artist at the second Manchester International Organ Festival last year, and here he is once again, this time unfolding a few mysteries of the Black Moonlight. Tony Fenlon's musical portrayal of Black Moonlight. Now, one of the late Judy Garland's most famous songs ever must surely be Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. Well, here's a rather sensitive instrumental version now from Trevor Daniels on the Krumah Electronic. Trevor Daniels, Somewhere Over the Rainbow with the Krumah 2003R. Well, plenty of activity on the concert scene again this week, starting at the 3J's Gomersall tomorrow evening at 7:30 as opposed to the usual 7:15 with Brian Sharp. On to Sunday the 15th with Douglas Reeve at the Odeon Leicester Square at 11 a.m. and at 2:30 that afternoon, Phil Kelsall at the Reliance Garage King's Lynn, Doreen Chadwick at Louth Town Hall, and at the City School Sheffield, Robert Wolfe. Also on Sunday afternoon, Louis Mordish at the Guildhall Southampton at 2:45, and at 3 p.m. Arnold Loxham at the Stotfold Social Club. On Sunday evening, I shall be at the Library Theatre Scunthorpe at 8 p.m. And at 7 p.m. there is a special concert at the Floral Pavilion, New Brighton on Merseyside, starring Robin Richmond and Norman Scott. And Robin will also be playing at the Royal Albert Hall on Thursday the 19th. But I'm afraid I haven't got a starting time for that show, so if you're going to go along, make sure you check up first. Right, well, here's Franz Lambert once again on Verzi Helios Electronic with Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, commencing, it would appear, with various attempts to obliterate the poor thing from the face of the earth. A fair amount of buzzing from Franz Lambert in that exceedingly hectic flight of a very bewildered bumblebee. And in somewhat quieter vein, here's Tony Fenlon to take us up to time this evening with Diane and Now Is the Hour. And Now Is the Hour from Tony Fenlon at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester, Wurlitzer. And now is indeed the hour when we must take our leave for this week. Thanks for your company, as always. Hope you've enjoyed the music, and that you'll be back with me at 10:30 next Friday evening here on Radio 2. Until then, with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying bye for now.